Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Eric Vallone, Director of Product Management for Dell EMC's Service Provider Solutions Group. Welcome, Eric. How are you doing today?
Oh, Allison, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
So, Eric, tell me a little bit about the Service Provider Solutions Group at Dell EMC and where the focus is in terms of technology innovation.
So the Service Provider Solutions Group is a newly formed team. Dell EMC had seen a huge transition in the marketplace towards the service provider and towards NFV and the usage of compute in general. And a lot of our technologies were being used by the service providers around the world. And Dell saw it as a great opportunity to bring those technologies together into a cohesive environment or a cohesive solution. So what we did was we formed this service provider solutions team whose goal was really to create offerings to our partners, service providers, to enable them to deliver clear business outcomes. Those solutions are really just made up of different components and different products from across the Dell Technologies companies, as well as third-party partners. And for us to work together with them and to bring new services for the service provider to be able to bring to market. A lot of these technologies are based upon virtualization and what's happening in the world with NFV, although not exclusively, and giving the service providers the ability to capitalize on it.
Very exciting move. Obviously, you guys have had a tremendous amount of success in driving innovative solutions into data centers. And as the lines blur between communications infrastructure and traditional data center infrastructure, seems like a great opportunity for Dell EMC to extend its leadership.
Dell EMC was definitely in the right place at the right time. It was somewhat planned, and we're seeing some huge growth out of it.
Now, as you approach the delivery of infrastructure in this space, are there particular use cases or target solutions that you've looked at as beachhead markets for Dell EMC infrastructure?
Absolutely. Our first start was focused on what we call telco cloud, which is migration of the existing telecommunication service providers infrastructure over to the cloud. For example, as service providers want to evolve their mobile networks into a packetized mobile network, but more importantly, a virtualized mobile network, they are taking advantage of technologies like a VEPC, Virtualized Evolved Packet Core. And so what we're doing is we are building Dell's NFV-ready bundles that are specifically designed to be able to address that telco cloud evolution. So that's one of the core applications or use cases that we are initially focused on. But then now there's a whole bunch of other use cases that as this digital transformation happens that we're looking at. The evolution from LTE over to 5G, again, in the mobile network. As service providers will transform their OSS environment. Also, next-generation access technologies as the service providers look to deliver new services to their end customers, as specifically for managed services, there's a big push towards SD-WAN and virtualization of the branch office. So another great opportunity.
Now, I did want to talk to you about SD-WAN and BCPE as use cases for Dell EMC. Can you tell me a little bit about those spaces and where you think the opportunity is, sir?
So I'm pretty excited about how these two markets are coming together, i.e. the universal CPE, VC, also known as the VCP, and the software-defined WAN market. These two markets can play independently of each other, but they really work best when the two technologies are paired together. So what's happening now is, A, with the advent of universal CPE, which is in essence taking that branch office device and virtualizing it, enabling it to run multiple different functions at the service provider or the enterprise it's choosing, and combining that with this SD-WAN as, in essence, a VNF or an application that runs on those universal CPE, it provides for great opportunities for both the enterprise to attain their goals and the service providers to deliver new managed services to their end customers.
Now, if we look at the solutions that you're delivering to the market, I think that Dell EMC is introducing some new technology here. Can you tell me about it?
First, we're pretty excited to be working with Intel. And so we chose Intel as our partner for our brand new VEP product family and leveraging their new Xeon D-based chipset for our new SD-WAN CPE. Right. And so with this VEP product line, the first one that we're coming out with is the VEP Mobile Edge Platform 4600. It is really a next generation of networking equipment that is purpose-built in a way for virtualized networking. And those two things kind of seem contrary, i.e. purpose-built and virtualized and flexible, but they're actually not. The VEP product line is really a networking-based device, so specifically designed for networking, yet gives you the flexibility that we want to achieve with universal CPE. So it's specifically designed as a UCPE, as I said, with the Intel Xeon D processor, which gives us a lot more processing capability. It has built-in packet processing and encryption acceleration, leveraging Intel's QAT technologies as well as DPDK. And it's also future ready for us to be able to deliver new applications on top of it. Yes, the leading application that we see is SD-WAN, but also because it's a universal CPE that gives us flexibility and in essence gives the service provider and the end customer investment protection. And so we give them the power to insert new services as they're needed. So as an example, a virtualized firewall, or if they want to be able to do WAN acceleration, or a number of other different types of applications, the VEP family is really, really ready to be able to do that. And again, because of the power that we've built into it and how we've designed it as a networking device that's focused on performance and acceleration, it's really ready to handle those next applications.
Fantastic. Now, this, as you mentioned, you know, was a great collaboration between Dell EMC and Intel. Tell me about why you guys selected the Xeon D 2100 processor to base the solution on, and what does that bring to you in terms of key capabilities?
We had some very specific requirements that we wanted to build into the product line. We wanted to make sure that, A, it was flexible, but it had the performance that we needed. It had the ability for us to be able to grow and build, you know, not just a single product, but an entire family. And so it gave us all those capabilities. It gave us all that flexibility. And the key part is it really gave us the performance that was necessary for us to be able to deliver these new services and the new products.
Now, final question for you. I know that we've got some operators listening into this podcast that would love to see what the VEP 4600 can deliver. If folks want to try an evaluation or talk about a trial deployment, where would you send them for more information in terms of engaging their Dell EMC representative?
First of all, we're going to be showcasing this product at Mobile World Congress. If you happen to be in Barcelona, I would love to sit down and chat with them. We'll have our whole crew there ready to talk about the VEP 4600. We'll have the products on display. We can get into a lot of details. At the same time, probably the best thing to do is to contact your local Dell EMC rep. Talk to them, and they will help you through the introduction of the product line and get you a trial, and you can see how it works and that it lives up to expectations.
Fantastic. Well, Eric, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program today. We'd love to have you back soon to hear how the adoption of the VEP 4600 is going and hear more about the server provider solution space.
Well, Allison, thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.